Yeah. Sí. La pequeña y la chifa, yeah.
Ilachifa is exactly the word I'd like to hear you say again.
Ilachifa.
One more time.
Ilachifa.
Perfect. How would you tell somebody say it?
Achi.
One more time.
Achi.
And how would you say I said it?
Achili.
And one more time.
Achili.
And if you say about somebody, he says it and says it, he keeps saying it. I think there's a word like ahanchi.
Well, they wouldn't be repeating it over and over right at the time, but you know, every time you see him,
right.
If he said over, you know, like that, now that would say,
each auntie. Time he says it.
Yeah, every time you see him, yeah, say that.
Would you
auntie,
say
yeah, auntie.
One more time.
Auntie.
And what's the word for fighting?
Itibi.
One more time.
Itibi. I beat them.
She was out there. She found a rattlesnake.
I bet she did, too. I beat them.
Well, I'm sure Catherine would. No rattlesnake could stand up to her. How would I say she killed it for you?
Snako chimambi tok.
Can you just say chimambi?
That wouldn't be the whole thing. I mean, not the way you asked the question you asked me. It wouldn't mean that, but the Chimambi is big. It's kind of like, that would be kind of beating you in a game of something, checkers or something.
Okay.
That's not killing the.
Okay. Could you say that Chimambi again?
Chimambi.
And one more time?
Chimambi.
Okay, so that's like beating you in a game.
Yeah, beating you in checkers or dominoes or something. Or a ball game or anything, any game in sports or something that's beating you in something.
I believe last week we pretended that you were having a dream. And I came to you in your dream and I said,
You kill me.
Would you say that?
I'd say I'd do it again. Huh?
You killed me.
It's Sabito.
Okay, one more time.
It's Sabi. Sabito cards, huh? You killed me, you know, you killed me. Sabi, you know, this, and so if you killed me, be Sabito.
Okay. And, you know, I say that to you and you say, my gosh, why are you here? I killed you. How would you say that?
Chibilito.
One more time?
Chibilito.
Okay, great. And if I come to your house and I knock on the door and I say, I'm here, how do I say that?
Alali.
One more time.
Alali.
And I brought something with me. How would I say I brought it here?
Stalali.
One more time.
Stalali.
He didn't come. How would you say
he? Iglo.
One more time.
Iglo.
Okay. What's the word for early?
Cheeky.
One more time.
Cheeky.
And then we talked about this other word. People have trouble telling me exactly what it means. Aschiba.
Aschiba, it's a. That's a slang. I'll tell you that before it starts. And they're just like you get aggravated.
Okay.
You know, like somebody does something or the kids won't behave. Yeah, and they say, ah, it's chiba. And they just say, oh, you're a lot of nuisance or because they get on my nerves. Or it fits a lot of ways, but it's that's more of a slang. It's,
would you say that word again?
What is it? Al-chiba.
One more time.
Al-chiba. Yeah.
Could you say that word?
Asitali.
One more time.
Asitali.
Okay. How would you say we're going?
Ilia.
One more time.
Ilia.
And then we talked about this word for somebody, you know, all excited, anticipating something that's coming up. Ayimita.
Ayimita, yeah, enjoying something, yeah.
Enjoying it, yeah. Okay. I think you told me that last time and I forgot. Would you say that?
Ayimita. Yimita.
Okay. What's the word for melting?
Bila.
One more time.
Bila.
What's the word for milking a cow?
In Bishlichi.
One more time.
In Bishlichi.
And how would you say the cow is being milked?
That's the words that
they're going to. You told me last time, Im Bishlichi. And I remember particularly you said it meant being milked.
In Bishlichi, yeah, that would be.
Could you say that again?
In Bishlichi.
One more time.
In Bishlichi. Bully.
One more time.
Bully.
And if you've got several of them, I don't know if I'd have several babies here, but maybe several logs or something, and I lay them down, what's the word for that? It's a word like calling.
That wouldn't be that way of putting babies down.
No.
Calling is like laying logs on the road.
Well, I said it could be logs.
In the road, you know, it's kind of skip. Here and there.
Kind of skipped.
Yeah.
Could you say that word again?
Kali.
Okay, one more time.
Kali.
Okay.
Like the Indians used to use them logs, you know, and them bottom gets so muddy.
Yeah.
They'd put log road there instead of, when they didn't have no concrete.
What's the word for tall?
Chaha.
One more time.
Chaha.
And how would you say I'm tall?
Sachaha.
One more time.
Sachaha. Sticky. Chakisa.
One more time.
Chakisa.
And how would you say, I am sticky? Maybe somebody poured a bottle of syrup all over me.
So chakisa, I guess.
Yeah. One more time.
So chakisa.
And you told me that there was a word when you had a pile that was kind of dome-shaped.
Yeah.
I think you said something like chikibi.
Yeah. Chikibi, chikibi.
Chikibi? Would you say that again?
Chikibi.
Okay, great. And I think we talked about this word for when Indian ladies used to have a fight and pull hair. Chikotli?
Chikofi.
Okay, could you say that one again?
Chikofi.
Okay. And if I wanted to say, she's doing that to me, can I say sachikofi?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say that?
That means she pulled my hair.
She's pulling my hair.
Yeah, that's when they're mad. Say when they're mad. Sachikofi, yeah, I guess.
One more time.
Sachikofi.
Okay. What's the word for clean?
Chufata.
One more time.
Chufata.
And I am clean?
Sachufata.
One more time.
Sachufata.
Okay. How do you say it's really good?
Chugma.
Okay.
You hold that vowel. See, the longer you hold it, the better it is. Chugma. Oh, chukoshkomo.
One more time.
Chukoshkomo.
And if I wanted to say he's making me play, can I say sachokoshkomochi?
Sachokoshkomochi. I guess you could say that. It don't hardly fit. I don't see a proper place to use that, but
I think most people feel it's a kind of funny word.
It is. I mean, see, we got different ways of expressing things like that, see, in a different way, and you don't have to use that that one word for everything to describe something like that.
My
purpose
in asking you to say this word doesn't really relate to the expression. It's just the sound. So you'd make me happy if you could say
Sachokoshkomochi.
If that's what you want me to say.
Would you say that?
Sachokoshkomochi. One more time.
Sachokoshkomochi.
One more time.
Sachokoshkomochi.
Great. First one wasn't too good, but I love the second two. Then we talked last week about this word for things getting given away, like presents, halbina. Something is given. I know you told me you wouldn't say that about something like commodities because they have to give those to people.
Yeah, right. I guess Habina has been given to you.
If you were talking about the thing that is given, could you say Halbina?
Nah, I wouldn't. Not me. But
does that word Halbina mean anything to you?
Yeah, it could fit in there some way in that same line of deal, but Habina is given as a gift to you, you know, you're getting a gift to Habina. To me, that might be just a slang, Pam, I don't know. That's what I learned, see, I mean, that's where I'm talking my dialect. So.
Habina is a perfectly great word. It's just today, for our purposes, I would like to record the word Halbina. And I don't know exactly what it means.
I don't either. It's not really a gift.
Okay. But does it mean something, Halbina?
Halbina is a... Seemed to me like staying all night to me. Camping out, yeah. Camping out or something like that.
Could you say that again?
Halbina.
Okay, could you say it again?
Halbina.
Well, I'll write down camping out. I don't know about that. But anyway, you said the word.
Yeah.
how do you tell somebody, listen?
Hagla.
One more time?
Hagla.
How would I say, I'm listening to it?
I'm listening to it?
Yeah.
Hagla lead bin it. Yeah, he could say that.
Can you say it?
Hugluli.
One more time?
Hugluli.
And how about, I'm listening to you?
Chin Hugluli, I guess.
Would you say that one more time?
Chin Hugluli. I'm listening to you.
Okay. How do you say I'm angry?
Sahasha.
Okay, one more time?
Sahasha.
We'll do our best not to make you angry.
Sahasha.
Okay. How would you tell her to stand up?
Hika.
One more time.
Hika.
Or that means stop, I know.
Yeah.
Okay. And once she stands up, she's already standing up. How would you say she's standing up?
Hikia.
One more time.
Hikia.